And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Although Larry Noble feels that he can never repay his wife, Mary, for her sacrifice in saving him from a murder trial, when Mary uncovered evidence that showed it was Claudia Vincent who actually killed Oliver Wilson, Larry now feels certain that Mary doesn't want him near her while she recovers from the burns she suffered when Claudia Vincent flung acid in her face as an act of revenge. For Larry has found the telegram sent to his wife by the playwright Tom Bryson from Hollywood. And Larry now knows that this sudden offer of a movie contract was instigated by Mary, who is still in a New York hospital where her face and hands are entirely covered with bandages. What Larry fails to realize is that Mary has called on their good friend Tom for help because she wants Larry to be free of the worry over her and over their desperate financial status. Right now, in a telegraph office, we find Larry filling out a telegraph blank. And as he takes it to the desk, we hear...
Is this to be a day letter or a straight telegram?
A straight telegram, please. I wanted to get there as quickly as possible.
The name is Tom Bryson?
That's right. B-R-Y-S-O-N, Hollywood, California.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9...
I think you'll find it's 25 words. Accept picture offer unconditionally, with many thanks. Both Mary and I delighted. Plan to leave New York on first plane available. We'll wire exact details. Signed, Larry. I've written my own name and address down there at the bottom. Also my telephone number, miss.
Yes, sir. I'll look up the charges on the straight wire to Hollywood.
Meanwhile, Mary has wakened from her sleep in her room at the hospital. And since she can't see because of the bandages on her face, she calls out...
Larry, are you there, darling?
He had to leave for a little while, Mrs. Noble.
Oh, Nurse Clark. Must have fallen asleep.
The best thing you could do. Now, if you'll let me give you your fruit juice and raise the bed just a little at the top.
All right. How long have I been sleeping, Miss Clark?
Not over an hour, Mrs. Noble. Now, let's just raise the head a little. Is that comfortable?
Oh, it's fine, thanks.
Now then, your juice. Just take a few sips. That's right. A little more? Very well, I'll bring some later.
Oh, did my husband say how long he'd be gone?
He mentioned something about sending a telegram, Mrs. Noble, and just hurried out. I guess he'll be back soon. He's very devoted, isn't he?
Yes, Miss Clark. He's wonderful.
I do think you're very fortunate to have such a wonderfully attentive husband. And so famous, too. I've always thought that when a person got to be a big Broadway star, he'd be inclined to be selfish and conceited. But Mr. Noble isn't like that at all.
No, he's not the least bit like that.
Must be wonderful being married to a man like that, so handsome. Except I suppose he has every woman in the world running after him.
Oh, it's not quite as bad as that.
Well, he certainly is devoted to you. Oh, and I feel sorry for the poor man. He's so worried. Not that you can blame him, but it's a shame to see the look in his eyes.
I only wish I could keep him from worrying so much. I've tried to make him stop.
You can't make people stop worrying, Mrs. Noble. I ought to know after all the patients I've cared for.
Miss Clark, have any of your other patients been badly burned, like I am, for instance?
No, Mrs. Noble. You're the first case of this kind I've ever taken. I must say you're very brave. It's been a pleasure to look after you.
Thank you. It's nice of you to say so. I was hoping that perhaps you could give me some idea, just off the record, what I can expect when Dr. Allen removes the bandages.
I wish I could answer that, but I'm afraid you'll just have to wait. Dr. Allen is very encouraged, however. He thinks you're getting along remarkably well.
I wish I knew how much of that to believe.
Dr. Allen wouldn't say that if he didn't mean it. He's a very careful man, and he never overstates a fact.
I know that only too well. I wish I knew what he means by getting along remarkably well. Does that mean that my face isn't going to be disfigured? But I won't be a shocking sight when it finally heals.
Dr. Allen will do everything that can be done. You can safely leave the treatment up to him, Mrs. Noble.
You've been with him when he's changed the bandages. Tell me truthfully, nurse, how does my face look?
It's healing very well. Of course, it isn't easy to say just what you can expect, since the whole area is heavily coated to keep the air from reaching the burns.
I see. Well, I guess there's nothing to do except wait. I wonder what my husband is going to say on that wire.
Oh, you mean the one he was going out to send?
Yes. It's going to a close friend of ours in Hollywood. A very famous playwright who's been out there for the past 2 months or more.
with a back injury he got while riding.
Those injuries can be very difficult.
Yes. Tom Bryson would have been back in New York long ago if it hadn't been for that. He's just about our closest friend in the world. And he'd never have stayed away while either of us was in trouble.
I've often wondered what it's like out there in Hollywood. Seeing big movie stars. Oh, it must be rather exciting, Mrs. Noble.
I guess so.
Has Mr. Noble done much movie work? I don't remember seeing him in pictures.
Well, he hasn't done very much, nurse. He's been too busy here in New York. And the theater is his first love. Although I had hoped he might be going out there soon to make a picture.
Perhaps he will. As soon as he finds out when your bandages can be removed and when you're entirely out of danger.
That will be too late. They want him right away.
But Mr. Noble wouldn't leave you. He's too devoted.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, good gracious, Mrs. Noble. You ought to be very glad. Oh, I'd give anything in the world to have a man like Mr. Noble feel like that about me. Not that there's any fear of that, but still.
You don't understand, nurse. I mean that I think it would be better for my husband to be away for a little while. To be free of this hospital room. And the worry over me.
Well, if I were in your place, you can just bet I wouldn't send my husband away or even think of having him go. I'd just be glad he wanted to stay with me.
Yes, Miss Clark, I am glad. I doubt if I could tell you just how I feel about it all.
Oh, goodness, will you look at the time? I better hurry and make out my chart or I'll be in trouble. Will you be all right for a few minutes, Mrs. Noble?
Yes, thanks, quite all right.
Very well, then. I'll be back in just a little while. Try to sleep a little more if you can.
And at the same time, we find Larry at the ticket counter of the air terminal at 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue in New York. And as he talks to the clerk, we hear...
Let me be sure to get this straight. The plane leaves from LaGuardia Airport at 10 tonight, huh?
That's right, sir. Will you be taking the limousine?
Yes, I guess so.
That leaves at 9:25 from downstairs.
Right, thanks. Now, I guess that covers everything. I'll have to hurry to make it, but I guess I can manage. Wonder what I'd better do first. Better go to the hospital. And if I can't make it back to the club to pack, I'll just have to get along as best I can. Let's see now. I've exactly... Oh, I ought to have plenty of time. It isn't as though Mary would be against this trip. She's the one who wants me to go. Not that I blame her. It's all my fault she's there in the hospital now. If I hadn't been taken in by Claudia Vincent's lies, it wouldn't have happened. But it's too late to change that. If only Mary wouldn't pretend that everything is all right. If she wouldn't break me down so by saying she loves me, it'd be easier to bear. Well, if this is the way she wants it, I'll spring along. Taxi! Oh, taxi!
And a few minutes later, Mary's nurse, Miss Clark, enters her room, and Mary says...
Larry, is that you?
No, Mrs. Noble. It's your nurse.
Oh, Miss Clark, I'm being a nuisance, but I thought my husband would be back before this.
You see, for all your talk about having him go away, you can't bear to have him out of the room for more than a little while at a time. Well, don't you worry. He'll soon show up. You couldn't get him to leave for very long.
Is it all right to come in?
Oh, Larry, darling. There now. What did I tell you? Our patient had been asking about you, Mr. Noble.
Oh. You were sleeping when I left, Mary.
I know. Did you send Tom Bryson a wire?
Yes, I did.
And what did you tell him?
I said I would accept the Hollywood offer with great pleasure.
Larry, did you really?
Well, yes. Isn't that what you wanted me to do?
Well, of course, but... Well, I thought you said... Well, I mean... Earlier this afternoon...
I thought it over and decided I'd be a fool to turn down such an offer, Mary. At a time like this, when I need it so badly. You do want me to go, don't you?
I think it would be the best thing for you, darling.
Well, that's what I figured. Well, it's all settled. I leave by plane at 10 tonight. Be there by morning.
So soon? Why, that's only a few hours away.
Yes, I realize that. But Tom's wire said it was urgent to get there right away. And since you think it's a good idea... What's the sense in wasting time, Mary?
Well, I never...
What's the matter with that nurse, Mary?
I don't know, Larry. I didn't realize Miss Clark was still in the room.
Well, this is what you want, isn't it, Mary? You're quite sure.
I'm quite sure, darling. And I'm glad you decided it was the best thing for you to do.
There's a sudden silence in the room as each person considers this Hollywood trip from a different point of view. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.